रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 25. रावण असेंड्स अशोक एंड सारण. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. टेकिंग ह्यूमन फॉर्म, रामा केम डाउन इनटू द वर्ल्ड एज द सन ऑफ दशरथ. He crossed the sea with his monkey hosts and camped before Lanka like a spirited lion. But Ravana was nearing his end, and proud of his strength, he turned to his ministers, Shuk and Saran, and said, How wonderful! The monkeys, millions in number, have really crossed the sea that was impassable till now. Rama has laid a road over the waters. Have such things been seen or heard of anywhere? Those in whom I place the utmost confidence may assure me all this is true, but unless I see it directly with my own eyes, I shall not believe it. Again, I must have a correct idea of the strength of the monkey forces. Go and enter the enemy's ranks unknown to any. Who are the ministers in whom Rama and Sugriva place trust? Who stand in front of every occasion and in every mission? Who are the heroes there? How was his causeway thrown across the sea? Where is the enemy's army encamped? What is the strength and what are the weapons of Rama and Lakshmana? What steps are we to take? Who is the general that leads these mighty monkeys? Mark these things carefully and minutely and bring me true news with speed. So they entered the monkey forces in the shape of monkeys. They found it boundless, fearful, beyond count, and enough to make one's hair stand on end. It was encamped on mountain peaks, dark caves, beautiful valleys, seashore, forests, and groves. Some of them had crossed the sea, some were crossing it, some were about to do so. Some had already selected comfortable quarters, some were asleep. Like another ocean, it was noisy, unapproachable, and dreadful. In spite of their disguise, Shuk and Saran were found out by Vibhishana, who took them to Rama. Lord, Shuk and Saran, these two before us, are the ministers of Ravana. They have come here from Lanka with intent to know and report everything about us. The Rakshasas were sore afraid and despaired of going back alive. They clasped hand in prayer and cried to Rama, Lord, soul of mercy, we were sent by Ravana to discover and report to him all about your armies. Best and bravest of the line of Raghu, savior of those that seek refuge in you, do with us as you please. Rama smiled at the ignorance of Ravana and calmed their fears. Compassion came naturally to the son of Dashrata, adorned with every noble quality. He was ever intent upon doing the highest good to all beings. He was especially kind towards those who opposed him out of ignorance. Make any inquiries about me as you like. Do the business you have come upon. Obey the orders of Ravana and go back in peace. If there is anything left for you to see, take a second look at your leisure. Or shall I ask Vibhishana to show you everything clearly? Have no fear for your life, because you are in the hands of enemies. Captives in battle, those that have cast away their weapons and messengers, should never be killed. Vibhishana, these have come to sow dissension among our forces by overtures of peace and bribery. But they pray to us for protection. Do not trouble them. Let them go in peace. Rakshasas, go back to Lanka and deliver correctly to Ravana these words of mine. It is up to you, your kith and kin and troops, to employ the strength that you relied upon when you carried away Sita, my beloved wife. At dawn of day, you shall behold Lanka, its palaces and courts, its fortifications and Rakshasa armies being destroyed by my arrows. Even as Indra hurls his thunderbolts at the Danavas, my dreadful wrath will hurl itself at sunrise against yourself and your foes. Go and convey this message to your master Ravana. Shuk and Saran bowed before Rama and cried, Victory to thee! And went back to Lanka and reported to Ravana all that had taken place. Lord, Vibhishana found us out. death would have been our just reward. But Rama, the radiant soul of righteousness, took pity on us and let us go. Rama has followed the rule of polity that messengers ought not to be harmed. Rama's valor is boundless. Let it not be supposed that he let us go out of fear of you. Rama, Lakshmana, Vibhishna, and Sugriva are like the four regions of the world. Mighty heroes of unshaken valor, past masters of every kind of weapon, and among them, Rama is a son of Dasharatha who helped the gods to defeat the asuras. Raghava is like a light lit in a lamp. He is endowed with eight varieties of auspiciousness. Lakshmana is his right arm. Sugriva, the brother of Vali of matchless valor, is his equal in every respect. He resembles his father Indra in prowess. The valor and brilliance of Vibhishna are not unknown to you. These four lords of men have now joined together in one place and are of one mind. It is nothing to them to tear up Lanka by the roots and fling it and all it holds when they choose. What need have they of help from other monkeys? Looking at Rama and his weapons, one would conclude that he, by himself, can destroy utterly this Lanka of ours. Why then should he trouble the other three for help? You may say, Rama may be a self-sufficient hero who needs no aid, but if I manage to destroy his forces, it would damp his enthusiasm. Now the monkey hosts, guarded by Rama, Lakshmana and Sugriva, are beyond the reach of the gods, asuras and the Indras all joined together. The anticipation of battle with the Rakshasas has filled them with joy and they are ready to fight this moment. They are unshakable in their determination. We pray you seek not their enmity. Put away your wrath, call patience and forbearance to your aid, and take Sita back to Rama. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunavateya Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhoma Mangala.